This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here at the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on my co-host for the evening, Sonia Schmidt, who joins me every week to try to, well, I used to say to kick the party off. But then, you know, I kind of go sleep right after the show. So it's not,
there's a party. I just like to keep everybody company.
God, a little Joja hospitality going on there.
Yes, yeah, this is the Joja hospitality.
You know, comes with age. Don't know what to tell you. I had too many windows. I had too many windows open again. Hey, let's talk about that thing that just happened that everybody loves to talk about, the IRS. And
I just love to talk.
Yeah, I know you did. I figured you would. They are now putting on 13,000 new agents to help hunt down the wealthy tax cheats here in America.
Yeah, I
mean, they won't go after Hunter, I'm sure. They won't go after Joey B, I'm sure. But everybody else will go. And you think they'll target Al Sharpton this time, finally, for once?
No. I heard that they were going to go after them some 50% of their income. And, you know, my first thought is, okay, they're just going to put their money, in Switzerland, you know? They'll find a way to get over it because they can.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't disagree with you, yeah.
And they should, because this is unfair. They're already paying the lion's share of taxes in this country, whereas a lot of people who aren't achievers are not paying. So why should they? You know, you hear this fair share thing. I don't know. I don't believe in penalizing the rich. Sean Hannity said this, but I've never gotten a job from a poor person.
Yeah, yeah. And with all due respect to a Walmart cashier, I always say they're not creating jobs for anybody either. You know?
Exactly.
So, but to your point, you're right. They are going to go after taxpayers that make over $10 million, right? It'll bring the audit rate for these individuals from 16% compared to the 10% it was just a few years ago. But, look, I just don't buy for a minute. If you look at how the government blows money, and I do mean blows money, right? Do you think our founding fathers really had in mind that Americans would be taxed at any kind of large? They didn't even like taxing them for the Civil War and such. The money that they needed to get back, they didn't like any of that stuff.
It's just creating a. Is it called a straw man? Is that what it's called? When you're finding someone to hate, and that's how they turn their. That's where the whole. We talked earlier about the Occupy Wall Street
and that's right, the mess.
Mm-hmm. So this is all about creating people to hate. So this is what America has turned into. It's so tiring. I'm over trying to chase what the left is making us mad at the moment. Black people, white people, gender people, you know, misgender people. It's just like, I'm so tired. They're like having an unruly, and I said this before, it's like having your child run your house. You let them do it in the beginning, it's kind of cute. It's a little funny. And then, after a while, they start to take control like Lord of the Flies, and nobody can live peacefully, and now they got a taste of blood, and they don't come off of it, and you're miserable, and they can't stop. And it's your own fault for letting them do it in the first place.
Well, you know, somebody just sent me a correction, because Joe read the wrong number.
What?
And they're not, somebody just sent me a correction. So it's not, they're not hiring 13,000, they're hiring 3,700.
Oh, well, that's much better.
The fact that they're hiring anybody to hunt someone down is just as bad. But yes, I appreciate the correction. I really mean that. I really do.
How right will you feel when all those production people who produce things leave the heck out, take their money out of the country? You know, where is John Galt? I keep saying that there's, you know, read a little bit of Ayn Rand and...
You know, what's interesting is that when the Founding Fathers had tariffs and such, that's how they brought in the money in the early days of this country to pay for services that we needed and what have you, right? And interestingly enough, our government, our Democrat government, especially administrations, lower tariffs on foreign countries and tax Americans at a higher rate.
Wow.
Like, did you guys even read your history? Anything? Hello? Anybody home? So
there's so much. There's so much to know.
True.
And I think that that's what's exhausting people, is that they'd rather bow out of everything than know something.
Well, it does get overwhelming. I'll give you that. You know, I mean, you know, I'm on a school board, even with me, with the amount of stuff we get to read. You know, you have to sit there and go, my God, I don't know the, even half these terminologies, let alone...
I was going to say, you can read it, but now you got to understand.
I got to go look stuff up. I gave that up when I left high school. Look, we got to go for a break. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host, will be back in a few minutes.
Don't forget this point, because I have a point about it.
Okay. Don't forget the point.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
My friend! It's like fighting music. I like it. Stirs my Latin blood. What can I tell you? Although that's a big, let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every Friday. She's my co-host. Always. I'm kind of resentful at the fact that Italian is a Latin language, is it not?
I think so.
Yeah. And yet, we're not considered Latinos.
No, but you could, listen, Joe, you can identify as anything you want.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that.
Okay.
I can't stand it, you know. You're watching these you're watching these riots across the occupations and riots across the country, right?
Now, insane riots.
Yeah, there's been over 2,300 of these protesters have been arrested. Now, if they're in L.A., they're safe. They got nothing to worry about. You know as well as I do that Gascon is not gonna charge any of them with anything. But you ready for this one? Over 900 of them have asked for, you know, clemency or to be let go because, you know, they were just exercising their First Amendment rights.
Right.
And I'm thinking, yeah, and the police were exercising their rights in arresting people that were breaking the law. So you're kind of even there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of rights they're talking about having. They knew what laws they were breaking before they broke them. And I heard some of them, you did a story earlier about them requesting vegan food. I heard about another guy who was whining because he's a diabetic and he needed his medication. I'm like, you know what, that's up to you to bring it or go home or go wherever your medication is when you need it. I don't have sympathy for people who are destruction. This, they're not protesting, they're not marching. When you start tearing up a university, when you start scaring people of a different ethnic background and locking them up and treating them violently, you no longer get the privilege of your First Amendment rights. You have to do it within reason.
Yeah.
But we certainly did that when we were doing the Tea Party.
Yeah, but you didn't. You made a comment earlier that I think people probably went over quickly, too, which was, when you left with the Tea Party, where they had the rallies in Beverly Hills and a few other places,
everywhere I went, it was nationwide with them.
Well, you didn't know there was a rally because, to your point, papers were picked up and stuff was thrown away properly. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll be honest with you, nobody told us to do that.
Right. It wasn't like the organizer ran around going, "Now make sure you pick up your papers. Yeah. Don't be a litter bug."
To my knowledge, and I was everywhere, all over the country doing these tea parties, to my knowledge, I never heard anybody say, clean up behind yourself. But for some reason, if you look at these protesters that are, these rioters, you know, I don't know if it's because the police, you know, ushered them out and left their encampments behind, but that wasn't the case with Occupy Wall Street several years ago.
No.
They left on their own volition, and they left behind a mess, and they raped women, and it was just a big mess. So, you know, and what does Kamala Harris and people like that do? They give them bail money.
Oh, yeah.
BLM, bail money.
Yep.
So we're grooming. It's just sad to see what we're doing to these young people, and because they have no other... Oh, they have no other choice. They have no God. They have nothing. They have no higher power, no sense of who they are and any pride in themselves, that this is their legacy. I mean, again, I say, I hope they look back at this and go, oh, my God.
What was wrong with me?
What was wrong with me? I hope so. That's my only prayer, because I've said some things. I've done some things. Oh, my gosh, I can think of some of the things that I said and did and believed, and, you know, early on in life that... Absolutely, I have a difference of opinion on now.
And you get sucked in, you know, in the young... So I went to high school in the 70s where all kinds of things going on, right? And you may have said something or done something or been involved with something that you really didn't understand what you were involved in. I mean, you had a clue as to what it was, like stop the war, blah, 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 right?
I went to Jane Fonda-Rella's.
All right. So afterward... You know, as you start to mature, you go, you know what? That was stupid.
Yeah.
Because you start to change. You start to understand. You start to get the information. But I don't think I ever got involved in a rally, protest. I don't know if I ever got involved in a quote-unquote protest. But I did get involved in rallies. And I don't think it was one of them I went to that I didn't know why I was there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know I did anti-war, I went to quote-unquote anti-war rallies, and they were not destructive. If somebody said, here, let's tear up the building, I'm pretty sure I would have gone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never got involved to that degree. I could not, you know, it's like, well, like I said, when I saw what they were doing to the Vietnam vets who were coming back, and throwing feces on them and spitting on them. Like, okay, now this is going a little too far. You guys do know you're a joke. I mean, I kind of knew the humor in who they were and what we were doing with the hippie marches and stuff. I never took it. I was never in that serious where I thought that they were the smartest guys in the room.
Right.
And when they did that stuff to the soldiers... That's when we had to part ways.
Yeah, I'm telling you, those poor people that came back, they're still, some of them are still suffering today. I know my aunt dated a Vietnam vet, and he was a sweetheart when he was a sweetheart, and there was times that he just didn't have a clue. I mean, from everything that happened to him.
Can you imagine? Yeah. And if you don't have any sympathy for that, you don't have any heart. Bite me with your peace and love stuff. You know?
Right.
Peace and love means you can care for everybody, not just the selected few. Yep.
Yeah.
And that's what we often see, sadly, with the left, is that, oh, we love women, oh, we love black people, but if they're not, you know, just so long as they're not conservative, independent thinking, or independent questionable, we can't tolerate those. Women who don't think that babies should be sucked out of the womb head first, no, we don't support you.
Yeah.
But we support women. Oh, but not you.
Well, not the women that aren't outside the womb, you know.
Right.
you got to make it through the canal first, and then we're good.
It's so crazy, and I wonder what would happen if we just had a week without the influence of the left, because they're so exhausting. There's so much to do. Just too much.
Now,
we're doing extra.
We got to go for a break. When we come back, I know you're a bit of you kind of like the courtroom stuff. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in the Trump trials and get your take on it.
Okay.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Smith, my co-host. Be back in just a few minutes. So go warm up your drink or cool it down, depending on what you're drinking. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Suburban Houston areas are facing mandatory evacuations due to rising floodwaters from the San Jacinto River. With over 9 inches of rain already fallen, the river is running 20 feet above its normal level. Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar is expected to face indictment by the Justice Department. Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas, were raided in 2022 as part of an investigation into Azerbaijan and a group of American businessmen linked to the country. However, it's uncertain if the indictment is related to that investigation. During Donald Trump's hush money trial, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasts about grabbing women's genitals. Friday on The Witness Stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say." John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? I mean, is that serious? And matter of fact, I'm going to pick up on something I screwed up while we came back last time. You know, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. And Sonia, we were talking before I screwed up, we were talking about the, looking up things when you don't know what they mean. And I was telling you about my granddaughter. We'll read through something, and I'll say, do you know what this word means? Do you know what that? And she doesn't. And I'll say, how do you know what you've read? How do you know the meaning of what you've read?
Yes.
And you were going to say something like, and again, it's, how many Americans do that? How many of our people do that where they read through something and they're either too embarrassed or they think they know what it means, but they really don't?
We're a little lazy, I think, too. I have read documents from people, from ex-slaves, that are just beautiful. I mean, they're not only is their penmanship wonderful, but their grammar is just something a cut above. You would think you're looking at Shakespeare, the way they wrote. But my, I was telling you that my grandson, he has a memory verse every couple of weeks or so at his school from the Bible, and it had a bunch of these and thous. and he read it to me, and I asked him the same thing as you did with your granddaughter. What, do you know what this means? He had no clue. So he has, and I do that myself, even when I'm writing a verse, a scripture down, and although I think I know what the word means, and when salvation, okay, really, what does salvation mean? Okay, exactly what does grace mean? So I look it up, and I write the definition down as I'm doing the Bible study so I can understand what that means, because it takes me to a different level. I can go all day long about what I think it means, but I could be on the wrong track.
No, I hear you. Again, there's times when I read something, and I think I perceive I know what it means, and then later on I find out I was wrong. I'm like, holy.
Oops.
Yeah. That was duh. And I tell people sometimes it just helps you know what you're talking about. And even if you don't know, when do we get so prideful and get to the point where we don't look at somebody and go, you know what, I'm trying to track with you, but I don't know what that means?
I think that's a great word. So when did we get so prideful?
Yeah.
You gotta have a little bit of humility to go, you know what? What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, what exactly am I talking about?
Yeah. No,
I'm looking at my Facebook page as on the break, and there's a cartoon on There's a cartoon on it where a man looks at a woman. He goes, "What offends you now?" And she's looking at her phone, and she goes, "They haven't told me yet."
That's perfect. And it's true.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Doing her research.
Yeah.
We're promoting research, but have a mind of your own, people.
Yeah, please. So, you know, you at times, in the time I've known you, have curled up with popcorn and something and watched these court cases go on and endlessly go on. I know you do. But, you know, when you look at what's happening right now with Trump and you watch some of these cases, this case, you know, alone with Alvin Bragg right now, is falling apart big time. And part of that, frankly and honestly, is these, when you hear the people coming up, he can't get the direct response out of them he wants.
Oh, good.
You know, the banker who opened up the accounts with Cohen, I guess it was, to put this money in there. There was never any talk of Trump. There was never any talk of what it was being used. There was never any indication of what that money was being used for. And the dollar amounts that were transferred didn't line up.
First of all, let me just say, Michael Cohen looks like an idiot. And the fact that Trump trusted him in the first place is sus. I just didn't even know why he ever trusted Michael Cohen, because he just looks like he looks like a knuckle-dragging mouth breather.
Okay.
So there's that. The second thing is I'm not watching the Trump cases because they're not televised. And I think I sent you a tweet of this really flamboyant black man with the blue braids and the earrings. And one of his main point is the fact that they're not televising this ought to tell you something. So I wish I could watch it, but there's a reason why they're not allowing the American public to watch it. I wish I could speak on this with more clarity, but I think you probably know more about it. I think I'm doing more praying about it than watching it. Because if this thing goes down the way they want it to, the country will be fractured.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I was going to say in a way that has never been before, but I think it was on the verge of that with Lincoln as well.
Oh, yeah. Going down that road. Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think they fought so hard.
Yes.
Not to do the impeachment of Joe Biden. I've been told by some people back in D.C. they never had any intention of thinking they could win this. But the idea was to get them out there, or get it out there, so that C-SPAN would have to carry it. They would carry it, the American populace would actually see what was going on.
I hope that's the case, because I think one thing that the Republican Party is really bereft of is working the media. And years ago, I think it was during the Sarah Palin days, and I was working with Republicans, and they were making fun of her, which that's when I signed off of Republicans. It wasn't so much that I was a Sarah Palin fan, although I was, because I knew about her before she was ever signed on. But I didn't like that Republican men did not defend her in the same way that Democrat women defend Democrat men defend Democrat women, no matter how ridiculous they were. But I just, where was I going with this? I had a senior moment here. I just think that, I don't know, I'm sorry, I had such a senior moment.
It happens. You're not the only one that has it. I'll be in the middle of a story, and my mind wanders off.
I know, I keep going back, but, you know, we don't defend our own. I honestly think that this Trump trial is something that we're not really engaged in, and I hope we're not leaving him on his own like we left Sarah Palin out on her own when she came out. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. Do you give him money? I don't know what you. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never heard of anything like this before. than during the Lincoln years. This is really serious times, and I don't know that people are taking it as seriously as it is. And I, like I said, I did part ways with the Republican Party when they didn't defend Sarah Palin. She wasn't any more ridiculous than a Maxine Waters. Or what's the lady's name with the rhinestone?
Oh, Sheila Jackson Lee.
No, the one with the rhinestone cowboy.
Oh, the one in Florida. I can never think of her name.
Certainly Sarah Palin was no more ridiculous than her.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, where are our men in this? What are we doing? And that's one of the reasons that I got out of being a commentator for Republicans, is that I realized that I'm not just fighting against the liberals, but the rhinos just as dug in. Oh, I wish I could think of my original thought, because it was a goodie. Trust me, it was such a good, it was a doozy.
Yep. No, I wish we could actually, how do I say this? We actually educate our kids better. We actually take the time. We're so busy getting them to soccer, getting them to whatever. We need to take the time to explain what's going on around them, what they're going to see, what they're going to hear. There's a lot of young kids. I'm reading some stuff on Facebook where parents are asking, you know, my kids are asking me, what's this thing with Palestine? What's this thing with this? What's this thing with that?
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to explain it to them on their level. Like I said, I've got two grandchildren that are part Jewish. And it's a tricky thing. I mean, they're
right.
Black and they're Jewish, so they're getting hit by all...
You got to hang tight. We got to go for commercial break. Be back in a minute, people. Look how far Joe and Sonia will return shortly.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, which is what you should be. Anyway, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week to be my co-host and dealing with issues of the day. Stuff that you're talking about at home, and some of you don't have the guts to talk about outside the home. Anyway, how you doing, Sonia?
Although, like I said, I was having senior moments, so I start a topic and then I lose it, and then I'm scrolling my Facebook page, and now I'm totally distracted from what we're talking about. I have no idea. I found this group that is about if you're single, you can travel with them, and I'm like, that's perfect. I could do that because I do want to travel, but my problem is I don't have a passport. And the only passport companies that I know are the U.S. Post Office, which I obviously don't trust, because you got to give them your original birth certificate in order to get a passport. Or you can give it to an independent company, and that's what my daughter has always done. But you still have to give them your original, so you have to trust that once you send this away, you're going to get it back. And I don't. It's so sad. I don't trust the government. My daughters want me to travel with them. They want me to do stuff. And I'm like, you know, my mother, when microwaves came out, she wouldn't allow you to plug it in the wall unless you were using it. And then she'd take it right out because she thought something horrible was going to happen. Same way with Same way with a DVR. You could plug it in while you're using it with my mother, but when you weren't using it, you got to take the plug out because it was going to take over your TV set. And I think I'm that person when it comes to my my passport, my birth certificate.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? Yeah, that stuff there to me, it's kind of like, I've never got one. I don't need one. I really, as bad as things can get.
You don't want to travel?
I really don't. Not right now. Not the way things are. I mean.
Well, not right now, but what if you need to in the future? Because they last for quite some time. They don't, like, expire the next year.
So would they go for, like, 10 years?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I lived in Switzerland when I forget how old I was, and that thing lasted quite a long time. It's unfortunately past the time that I could just use that passport to get a new one, but no, it lasted a long time.
I wonder how hard it is to get one today.
Well, that's my daughters. They traveled all over, and they said not hard at all. There was like a waiting list, a waiting time of like 4 to 6 weeks, and because they've done it a lot, these young people today, it's not a big deal to them. But I'm just like skeptical. I'm like my mother with the microwave. Oh, don't plug that in there.
So, you know, somebody just sent me a note, and let me see. I had it up on this. Oh, they were saying do what the Germans were doing with the government, and I don't know if you remember this. Even recently, is the farmers were filling up those tanks with steer manure and cow manure. And you know where I'm going, right?
No, I don't.
Take them to the colleges and fertilize the area they're sleeping in.
What? What does that have to do with passport?
Wait a minute. I have all these. You know how I operate. I have all these screens sitting here, and we're talking, and this thing keeps popping up on my screen.
It's not like I don't like that idea. I just don't know what it has to do with what we're talking about.
It doesn't have anything to do with the passport. It was just one of those moments. It's like, if I don't say that, he's going to keep sending it to me.
Well, I like it. Tell him to keep sending it because no, I really like
send
it.
Send it to her. I've already read it. Anyway. No, but the passport thing, again, we don't need them. I might be wrong. I've been wrong before about this. But I wonder if they'll take any driver's license now to go into Mexico and back up and say to go to Canada. It used to be you could.
I don't think so. I think that, I don't know. I just want to say, and I'm not, don't take me to task for this, but my kids go to Mexico and different places and South America, and they have to have a passport. I know one thing. I went to the Canadian, I crossed the Canadian border once, and they were so serious. I wish our guys would be that serious. They were serious. But if you want to go to other places, and I think I may want to take a quick jaunt someplace. Hopefully, terrorists aren't there blowing it up. But, who knows? I think it's wise to have one. And if you have a passport, you don't necessarily need, a driver's license. I just think it's best to have everything. We never know where we have to run.
Yeah. You know, now why is this doing this to me? My computer hates me. I'm telling you.
Because you keep talking bad about it right in front of me.
You're telling me I shouldn't talk to it in front of it?
Right. You got to sweet talk it and then talk behind its back.
Okay, well, okay. All right. Yeah. Like most good old Italians do. No problem. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? All right. What else I got here? I got all... Oh, you were talking about Jerry Nadler.
And, yeah,
earlier. Weebles Wobble guy.
Right, but they don't get away. They don't fall down. They don't disappear. I was shocked that he was still around. What's he talking about?
Well, apparently he completely lost his mind during a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Friday, right? He was mad at Matt Gaetz, I guess his name, because he dared to invoke the name of a far-left pro-criminal billionaire, ooh, George Soros. Have you noticed that when Soros' name comes up, more and more these left elected officials get really crazy, really mad, almost like they start seething. They're so mad.
They try to dense. Yeah.
Yeah. So the hearing was about victims of violent crime in Philadelphia. It was held in Philadelphia, It was headed up by Jim Jordan. The purpose of the hearing was to examine how Soros-backed Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's soft-on-crime policies emboldened criminals at the expense of innocent Philadelphia residents. And the beauty behind this now is they could track the money of the Soros, one of his foundations. They could track it to Gascon. They can track it to that the DA that was ousted up there, and I guess it was Oakland or San Francisco. You know, you can track it across the country to a lot of these soft on crime DAs, across our country, and they're not liking it because now they're being called out, that they're being shown truly what they're made of, what they're about. So anyway, Nadler just lost his mind there, and during the hearing, when Gates began reading headlines about these pro crime district attorneys and letting bad guys off, right? Nadler opened his mouth and he accused Getz of promoting anti-Semitism by mentioning Soros, who is culturally Jewish.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, he's so Jewish that he was turning in Jews, during World War II. Just amazing, isn't it?
You want to talk about anti-Semitism? Let's talk about George Soros.
God.
Holy moly, they get away with so much. And here's the thing. I don't care what... You can follow the money trail, which we have been doing for...
Well, they have been doing for years. Mm-hmm.
We know that all hands lead back to Soros. We know who he is. Gates comes out. He speaks out. Jordan speaks out. And I think, and I didn't see it because I was just so weary of the whole thing, but Maria Bartiromo came out and said, you know what, we're really sick of the histrionics, even with Jim Jordan. You can talk all you want, but you ain't, and this is just from the headlines, I don't know what I'm talking about here, but I think she's saying the same thing that I feel, is that this is all well and good. I watch a lot of the shorts from the trials, and not trials, the hearings, and nothing ever happens.
Oh, no, I agree with you guys. 100%. It's like, okay, you got it, you got the information, then put it in for, criminal prosecution. Let the DOJ turn them down so you can prove your point later on.
Yes, if you have somebody in office who will take it that far, and hopefully we're believing that Trump will. But at this point, it's like, as they say on the Jerry Springer show, and what? You know, it's like, and what? I'm glad you're bringing it out to the public, but we've had so many years of them bringing stuff out in the public and then it disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They need to do something. But you're right. It's a constant argument there. It's a constant fight. And, a friend of mine way back when we were talking about Republicans taking control again, he said he didn't want hearings, he wanted action. And I said, I agree with you, but they won't even do that because they like to hear themselves speak. The Republicans have always been...
It's performance arts.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah,
it's histrionics. They may as well be in a street corner and have a cat in front of them. I'm over it. It's fun. I love watching the shorts. Jim Jordan is a lot of fun. Matt Gaetz is a lot of fun to watch. But it's like the Jerry Springer show. And what?
See, I think all these pro-Hamas people, all the ones that are fighting for the freedom for Palestine, they should go to Chicago and fight for the freedom of the black folks that live on the South Side.
No. No, I think,
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. You only got like 20 seconds. Go quick.
Okay. Quickly. They should be shipped to Palestine and fight in their behalf.
All right. Amen. Sony Smith, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time. Joe Messina, I'm going to be with you. Stuck with me for the next hour. I'll be right back.